I was good to have Clay Matthews work today and Charles go through the padded practice, and really the benefit of padded practices, in-season padded practices, is the ability to go through the individual drills and the fundamental drills. So it's great to have him out there.
Mike, your padded practices, there were some pretty frisky drills in them. Could you talk about your philosophy about maintaining fundamentals during the season?
Very important to maintain the fundamentals. In my opinion, when you take the pads off your football team, that's the first thing it goes is your fundamentals. So the one-on-one drills with the offense and defensive linemen was frisky today, as you stated. You know, red zone one-on-one between the DBs and wide receivers was a good drill. So it's important for us to continue to compete, to stay with the individual drills. We have the competitive period between the offense and defense every Thursday and Friday. So just makes for better practice and keeps us in tune with our fundamentals.
Along those lines, how much have you had to adapt to the rule changes in the CBA, as far as the limitations of the padded practices go?
Just counting my padded practices, which you have not had to do in the past. In past years, we would go in pads Wednesdays and Thursdays if our team was healthy. But we're sticking to the new plan, and I'll give you my opinion after the season's over. So just working through it.
Mike, what's the value for Clay? I mean, Clay and Charles are obviously great players. What's the value for them to get a practice like this in? What's the value to the guys around them to have those guys in there?
I mean, it's good anytime everybody on your football team practices. I mean, that's why you practice. So it definitely helps them with their assignments and the communication with their teammates. I mean, everybody at this point knows what their assignments are and what they're asked to do. But it's really the tempo and the speed of the drills and getting ready to play a game, because when it comes Sunday, the speed's at a different level. So it's really just staying fine-tuned, and it is great to have those two out there.
Do they take part in the team?
Yes. They were close to full. I mean, I don't know how you want to referee that. It kind of reps.
What's happened to the Vikings that they have this huge scoring advantage in the first half, and then it's the opposite in the second half?
Well, I mean, every game's different, but they've come out strong, and really it's something that we're preparing for as a football team, particularly when you go on the road and go into dome stadiums. So there's always a lot of energy inside those domes with the crowd, and the pregame in Minnesota is very lively. It's a lot going on, but it's something you have to be ready for to start the game. And at the end of the day, that's why you play 60 minutes. But this is going to be a big challenge. They have started fast. They have been productive. But most of it is really what they've done on the road too. But the history will tell you that going to the dome teams, that's a big challenge.
How is Sam coming along? And along with that, I guess, how's the depth of with Pat and Jared?
Well, Sam's come along. He'll go through another examination tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have more information for you. But until he goes through the process, he will not practice or potentially not play. But Patrick Lee and Jared Bush, they're fully capable and ready to go. And so we're going through our different scenarios, both yesterday and today.
Can Shields sit in on meetings?
No, I don't think so.